This is New England Public Radio News. It seems every few weeks there's a hate crime at a college in New England. The groups that keep track say there's a marked increase in the number of racist slurs found scrawled on campus walls. There's also an increase in white supremacist group activity. As New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports, protests are also on the rise as students demand their schools and classmates pay more attention to why hate has come to campus.
At the end of February, hundreds of University of Vermont students occupied a main campus building, demanding, not for the first time, the school do more to address issues of racial justice on campus. UVM was one of three colleges around Burlington last month that reported finding posters on campus defaced with white nationalist graffiti. One read, "White, privileged, and proud of it." The Anti-Defamation League connects an increase in these kinds of incidents to the political climate, including President Donald Trump's comments and tweets on racial issues.
Since September of 2016, we've documented 346 incidents of white supremacist propaganda.
Robert Treston is the ADL's regional director for New England. That number is from the ADL's January 2018 report on the rise of white supremacy propaganda found on college campuses.
And that's flyers, stickers, banners, or posters, you know, items that are actually trying to attract people and spread a message of bigotry.
The activities of white nationalist groups are highly visible, even more so when there's violence, like around the University of Virginia in Charlottesville last summer. Then there are the insidious, more frequent incidents of hate, like the nearly two dozen last semester at Westfield State University.
Racism. Sexism.
School president Ramon Torracilla condemned the racist, homophobic, and anti-Semitic symbols that defaced campus walls and elevators.
Prejudices in our campus.
And the racist notes written on or slipped under dorm doors felt personal to Jasmine Harper, a senior at Westfield who lived in the dorms last fall.
The one female who was targeted multiple times for the residence halls to be, you know, attacked. How are we supposed to feel safe?
Harper, who is African-American and Hispanic, is not alone asking this. Freshman Sarah Jabber is Palestinian-American and wears a hijab. She withdrew from a night class last fall.
I mean, after everything happened, I really didn't want to be on campus that night, so I started skipping. The people who were targeted weren't Muslim, but like I still feel like it could be Muslims next.
Westfield State art history professor Ima Imeh says many students came to speak with him last semester, including a criminal justice major who's white.
And so she, in wanting to do something, told me how she went to one of the rallies that happened on campus, and it was a student-led rally, but she was frightened because she got there with her white friends, and the black students that were on the stage, she felt they were saying things that were very anti-white, and she felt like she was being blamed, and she's like, well, I'm new to this conversation.
Last semester was very challenging.
Christina Swaydan, dean of students at Westfield State, says the school is responding to what's happened. And some solutions are quick and concrete, like putting up 400 security cameras in dorms and on other buildings over the winter break. But solutions that involve people talking to each other, those will take longer.
As a person of color who's been here for going on 14 years, I think that not everyone is comfortable in an environment that is very diverse.
And by everyone, she means everyone on campus, students and faculty and staff. Swaydan insists there's not a white supremacist movement at Westfield, but there is a problem. And the school has hired diversity consultant William Lewis, who's worked at corporations and colleges, including others in New England. Right off the bat, he says the people committing these bigoted acts are outliers.
So what we have to do as college campuses, we have to create a space to where they feel uncomfortable, to where we're not complicit by being silent. Not only do we say, but we demonstrate through our actions how we're going to treat people on this campus. And if you can't get on board, this may not be the campus for you.
Swaydan says the work at Westfield is already underway.
In the classrooms, we're working with faculty around how to have culturally sensitive conversations with your students. We have a program called Diversity Across the Curriculum where a faculty...
Imagine that required Psych 101 course. Professors might use photos or YouTube videos to talk about how humans make decisions. If teachers are not already doing so, they'll have to make the effort to find media with not only white people on the screen, but people who look like students in their classrooms. It's a first step, and it seems very far away from that racist slur written on a dorm room door. But the research on combating bias and hate crimes indicates it's not. Though this all takes time. Last month at Westfield State, two more posters were found defaced with racist graffiti. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.